Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Brett Cullen is with us. You've seen this guy on everything. He's Dan Fix and Falcon Crest. That's going back. Sam Kane and the Young Writers, Governor Ray Sullivan in the West Wing. He is in a current movie called The Long Game, inspired by the book Mustang Miracle. And we're going to talk a little bit of golf. Brett, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you a golfer yourself?
I am a golfer. I'm an avid golfer, as is Dennis Quaid, who stars in the movie and is one of my oldest friends. He and I have known each other since college.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Dennis has been on his program a few times. Is it a mandatory law now that Dennis Quaid has to be in every movie?
It's kind of a law, yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that's decided.
Yeah, it used to be just kind of a mandate, but I think it they did pass the law now. But he's been a lot of stuff lately. Now, do you guys play golf together, and are you competitive?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, what's your handicap?
We're very competitive. Well, I go by index. Right now, I was a 6-point index, and I've gone up to an 8 because I haven't played a lot. I had an issue with my eyes, so I haven't been hitting my irons very well, but I'm probably about an 8 or 9 handicap, depending on the course.
And how about Dennis?
Well, I don't know what Dennis's index is right now, but generally when he and I play, we play straight up.
Okay. I just finished a book about the legendary gambler Billy Walters, and he's talking about games that he and Mickelson would get into. And I don't think you want to get into a game with those guys.
No, I would not play for that kind of money. I used to play. A friend of mine who was the club champion at Bel Air Country Club used to have me out as his high handicapper. And, you know, I didn't know. I was sort of naive. So I was like, well, what are we playing for? And he goes, how much do you have on you? I go, I have $200. He goes, you have 80 in play. That's the worst, the most you're going to lose. And I went, okay. And at the end of the round, we'd always win because this guy was a hustler. And he would get 2 checks for 10 grand from each of the guys he played with, and they'd have to pay me like $300 or $400.
I used to work in San Diego and played at La Costa a few times. And one time I went out there the tennis legend Bobby Riggs was out there. And
right. He
came up and just kind of asked, you know, you want to play for a few dollars. And the club pro came over to me and said, do not. Because I guess Bobby had the habit of, you know, new guys that come to the course, he would start out and, you know, he looked like, you know, a 25 handicapper, and then he takes all your money. So that was probably good advice at the time.
Yeah, I know some guys like that. Trust me. Don't do it.
Hey, we're talking to Brett Cullen here on the National Defense. Well, this has to be kind of a really thrill for you to make this movie with your buddy and a golf drama, The Long Game. And this is based on a true story, right?
Correct, it is. It's based on a group of guys who from Del Rio, Texas, who caddied at the Del Rio Country Club but weren't allowed to play there because they were Mexican or Mexican-American. And their superintendent, played by Jay Hernandez, tries to join the club. He's a World War II vet and fought in a war with Dennis Quaid, who plays the golf pro, and they won't let him join the club. And so he starts basically started a high school golf team, and they end up winning. The championship was played at the Del Rio Country Club, and they end up winning the Texas State Golf Championship, high school championship, at the Del Rio Country Club. And it's a beautiful story about adversity, prejudice, trying to get past how you're judged and being an honorable human being, and growing up from these young high school students, by the end of it, you realize they become men and that they're honorable and that they achieve their dream by doing what they knew how to do and do it better than other people, which is play the game of golf.
That is so cool.
It's a beautiful movie. I mean, I like Dennis, I've been in a lot of stuff, and there's a lot of things I'm proud of, and the other stuff you did just because you needed the money.
Right.
But this is a film that I didn't do for money, and I watched it at the South by Southwest Film Festival with Dennis, and he was in front of me, and I grabbed him like 2/3 way through the movie. I went, Dennis, he goes, yeah, well, this is a great movie. He goes, I know. And it's just fantastic. It's so beautiful. You can take the whole family. It's not about necessarily, I mean, it is a true story about a bunch of Hispanic kids, but it's a metaphor, if you look at it, about what's going on in the world we're living in right now and how divided we are and how much this, I hope when people see the movie, it'll open their eyes a little bit and go, I shouldn't be so judgmental. I should be more accepting. And it's a beautiful film in that regard. So I hope people go out and see it.
I love that. We're talking to Brett Cullen here on The National Defense. The Long Game is the new movie. It's set in 1957. But Brett, you know, just like you were talking about, this could be today. And I guess that's the sad part of this, but I watched the trailer for this movie and it's so great. And I love the scene. The guy shows up and he said, I thought you guys were Americans. And the guy says, we are.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I love that. It's like, that's the perception, you know, and
right.
It's unfortunate.
Right.
And, you know, obviously I grew up in Texas. I was born there and, you know, I was doing some interviews. The guy said, how did you come to play this guy? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, what were you fashioning him after? And it was kind of like, well, kind of my dad's generation. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing when I did 42, the movie about Jackie Robinson. I met Jackie Robinson's wife and she said, you know, who do you play? And I told her and she was like, oh my God, he wasn't nice to my husband. And I went, no one was nice to your husband in, you know, in that era.
Right, right.
The black man
right.
trying to break the barrier to play baseball. And he successfully did it and did it brilliantly. And same thing with these kids. You know, they break down that barrier and they actually prove and get the respect and the honor they deserve by their game and by doing what they knew was right. And it's a beautiful film. I'm very, very, very proud of it.
And you know, Brett, you're talking about 42 and this movie, too. That's one of those things that does break down barriers, sports. You know, humor breaks down barriers, sports breaks down barriers. And it just seems to be that kind of, equalizer, you know, when it comes to competition, because that's something that will have a winner and a loser, right?
Yep, every time. And I think that's what's beautiful about the film is, obviously, it's a true story, but it's anything you look at. You know, it's not just Hispanic and white. It's not. It's taking a look really at how we judge each other, how we think of people who are different, and that's why I'm so proud of the movie. And what's great about it is it's not preaching to anybody. It's not telling that.
Right.
That's just from my perspective. But the thing about film is everyone can watch it. You can take your kids. Take your wife and your girlfriend. You know, it's just, it's one of those films that I don't think anyone would walk out of that theater going, I don't know. They'll be moved by it. I mean, I read the script, I shot the film, then I went to the screening at South by Southwest and, you know, I started crying at the end. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is stupid. I know.
I'm in the movie. I know the ending.
Yeah. But Dennis was sitting in front of me because he and I went to University of Houston together. I've known him since I was 17. And I grabbed his shoulder about two-thirds of the way through the movie, and he goes, oh, yeah. Dennis, yeah. I go, this movie's fantastic. He goes, oh, I know. And it was. And we won the audience award at South by Southwest.
Yes, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a pretty good Dennis Quaid you got, by the way.
Brett, look.
That's pretty good.
I call his brother, his younger brother, Buddy, occasionally, and I'll pretend to be Dennis, and I'll have him for about 3 seconds, and I go, oh, Brett, stop it.
I love it. It comes out on April 12th. It's The Long Game. This is so cool. Brett, it's such a pleasure to talk to you, man. I've just really enjoyed all your work through the years.
Thank you so much. And thanks for having me on. And please, everybody, go see the movie and thank all military members for their service. God bless you all.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on The National Defense.